Beloved Babaji, I have no good news to bring. Yesterday afternoon there was a major bomb blast in Oslo, in the government blocks. The pictures show a total chaos. The windows of my office, just 200 meters away, were blown to pieces also. Luckily, none of my colleagues were injured. It is just so tragic what has happened. So sad. And this is not all. At the summer youth camp of the Labour Party, many were killed on the island by gunmen. The world is gone insane. It is not to understand. I am so happy that I am in this peaceful valley, picking strawberries, enjoying silence. Thank you so much for sharing your love and peace with us, Vibhuta. So, Vibhuta. Perfect strawberries. Huh? The strawberries are very happy and healthy here. Hmm? Like you. And you can also be very happy you weren't in your office in Oslo. You say, I have no good news to bring. Don't focus on the bad news. You say, I'm so happy that I'm in this peaceful valley, picking strawberries, enjoying silence. That is you. Don't focus on the outside. It's so easy. You are happy. I have no good news to bring. You bring the negative first. You see how the mind is? I knew this was happening, but I was waiting because it didn't really fit in yesterday. Today is a good day to talk about it. And anyway, if we haven't had all these TVs and internet and SMS, then nobody would have known about it. In the old days, we didn't even know if it was a war behind the mountain in the next valley. Now we know everything, you know? What is happening, if it's happening in Russia or China or Japan or Brazil, we know it instantly, no? The world has always been crazy. Beloved Babaji, I have no good news to bring. There was a major bomb blast in Oslo in the government blocks. Pictures shows a total chaos. The windows in my office, 200 meters away, were blown also to pieces. Crazy people are everywhere. And it's a major wake-up call for Norway. Because here everything is so peaceful, nobody could believe it. And it is tragic, it is horrible. But everybody is drawn back to themselves. They feel. The king was crying, he was talking, it's beautiful. They are feeling. Yes, it's terrible, but maybe this will bring us even more back. Because the humans, if they are not conscious, they can do anything. It has nothing to do with the race. If it's white or black or yellow or red, it doesn't matter. All the races has done terrible things. It has nothing to do with the country. It has to do with the individual. And the people who are lost, they many times get into these kind of things, no? Because everybody wants to belong. We talked about separation just yesterday. Here, people feeling separated. They start getting aware of it. They want to come back. You want to find your way back home. You want to have peace. You want to have silence. But these people have no clue about that. They are lost outside, and they take shelter in all kinds of things. That is how the gang starts. That is how the gangster starts. They want to belong to something. They are lost. They can't see. And in their blindness, they get involved in all these different things. Then they know, they thought first it was the Al-Qaeda. But then it was a Norwegian. You couldn't get a more picture of a perfect Norwegian boy than this. And I thought that was good, because otherwise even more hate. It doesn't belong to any race. Anybody can be a fanatic. And this man, he's saying that he did it. But it was needed. So what idea these people have in their mind, that is very difficult to understand if you have some kind of conscious mind. You have to be blind. And he has his reasons, of course. People can't do things like this if they don't have their reasons. He's totally sure that he did the good thing. It's the same as the people who blow themselves up. Now these people also, they killed a fellow, white people, the same race. But he has his reason, no? So if you are extremist, you are an extremist. It doesn't matter what. But it seems like he was bombing the government offices, and then he also went to this youth camp, like you say, and he killed children there, just teenagers. And then when the police came, he just gave himself up. No, he wants to talk. This is how they are, because now they get time in the TV, in the newspaper. So now he become famous. So now he becomes somebody. So you have to see what is it you really are living for. But he thinks, in his world, he thinks he's doing the right thing. So if you have only hate, that will be the outcome. If you have only anger, if you are only after money, if you are only after greed, that is your universe, that's where you are living. That's why I'm saying you have to look at yourself. What is it? What is your values? Either it's all these things, like this man, they are very hateful, they are very angry. Then you have the same kind of thing. They are only after money, greed, power. You have to see what it is. Who is after peace? Who is after love? Who is after consciousness? Very few people. And if you don't know anything, then you're just a driftwood. Then you can get involved in anything like this because you are lost. You are separated. And everybody wants to belong. So then they find these extremist groups. No? Then they belong to something. Then they do crazy things. They don't want integration. They want to hold on to something. It's always been like that. You have to belong to someone. They always had this kind of gangs. Then you feel very powerful because you are together. And then you do crazy things because you have support of it. You don't think for yourself. That is what it is to be brainwashed. It is not to understand. This is how in every country it is like that, and it will become more and more because people are more and more lost. They are more and more separated and they want to belong to something, no? Because no society is teaching really the right values. Who is teaching about peace, compassion, love, understanding, meditation? So this insight, this understanding has to come from each individual, from their own being. And if people are not learned how to get in touch with themselves, how to trust their own intuition, to get in touch with that divine being that they have inside, then they become lost in their mind. That is just how it is. Either you are conscious or you are unconscious. If you are unconscious, you can do anything. If you are asleep, you can do anything. You are just like a robot. Any program you can get feeded with. And that's how it is. More extreme, like these people, totally extreme. But it's the same with all the soldiers, young boys going to kill for the emperor, for the king, for the country, for the religion. They don't see themselves. They are just listening. That's why it's very difficult to find somebody who really speaks the truth. They are confused. Any fool can destroy. That is very easy. To destroy something, then you also feel good, no? If you are a fool, you feel very powerful when you can destroy. And then he feels very powerful. He can one man did all this, is very powerful. But who can create? It's like a little boy, very naughty little boy. It's easy to destroy something. They don't understand. They can destroy. Just tear something apart. It's very easy. And they feel strong. To create something, you need more intelligence, patience. So this is how it is. When the less intelligence, the more you can destroy. Not only outside, but for yourself. So, back to that. The world has been insane, and it is insane, and it will be more and more crazy like this. Because people doesn't see. They have lost just the basic human values. And when you get stuck in they and us, or me and you, then all conflict happens then. Then it's not one humanity. We are not friends. We are not humans. It's they and us, me and you. Then war happens. Then conflict happens. If you come back to yourself, you realize this is all your brothers and your sisters. This is one family. We are human beings on planet Earth. It's impossible to happen. And then before that happens, which I don't really see, because it's an individual journey. Everybody has to have that realization themselves. Then more and more chaos. It's just a sign how human beings are. Like in India, they say this is Kali Yoga. It's the worst age, most confused, most dark age. Human beings have never been so lost before. And look, we have never been so lost. But on the other side, more people will wake up. And be happy you are one of those. And this is just a reminder. You say, I'm so happy that I'm in this peaceful valley, picking strawberries, enjoying the silence. That is what I want you to do. Be happy that you are here. Realize what is possible. And see that the world is crazy. And you have to be more conscious what you are doing, where you are, where you work, who you are with. That is what you have to come back to. You have to be responsible for yourself. And when you get more peaceful, when you get more loving, when you get more silence, then of course that is what you share. If you are full of hate, if you are full of anger, what can you share? Just hate and anger. Only lovers understand love. Otherwise, you won't understand it. You have to have this openness to be receptive to something. Otherwise, you're lost in your own little world. Here, people, you are, all the time you get lost in your own little world. You feel separate, you feel chaos, you feel conflict. This is just an extreme, totally lost. So be happy, you are in this peaceful valley. That's what I'm saying. You don't know how good you have it. Many times I remind you, you have no idea. You have come with all your little things, problems. Get the more big overview, get out of your own way, and you see. What can we complain about here? Complain about it's been raining so much. What is that? People have no water in the world. They have burning their houses, they have tidal waves, they have war. They have bombs going off in the street, even here now. Thank God we have the strawberries, we have silence. No, it's up to you what you choose. Be more conscious. Be happy you are in this peaceful valley. And you want peace, not war. Silence, not bombs. Just let it go even deeper into your heart, into your being, that this is what I want. it is also a good reminder for you to see how the world really is. Because even though you change, you feel love, you feel peace in your heart, anybody can come and shoot you down. So that's why I remind you, you have to also have your intuition, your awareness. Because anybody can fool you. This man, he was also very clever. He dressed like a policeman, no? Then he got the entrance. Everybody trusted him because the children trust the policeman. And then he started shooting them. And then they were all on an island. They couldn't escape. So you have these people that is full of hate. That wants to kill you. You know, so you have to be alert. Just don't be just floating around on the cloud. You have to have awareness. And that you can only have if you are alert. It's impossible for somebody who is a little bit human to imagine how somebody can go and kill children and teenagers who are on a summer camp. It's like unbelievable. But when you have lost all your connection with your heart, with your soul, with your being, that is how people get. That's how they can do it. Now you start seeing. There is no connection. They are just head, just mind. When you come back to your heart, to yourself, to peace, is impossible. This that was going to be the highlight of the summer for all these children, it became a nightmare, no? The best you can give to the world and yourself is more consciousness, more peace, more love, more compassion, more understanding. That's what the world needs. Dear Master, my heart wants to say something. I'm ready to receive your guidance. You are my master. I can feel your radiance. My being longs to be guided by you. I have been organizing my life following old patterns, but I feel free and open for the new, for the highest. I bow down at your feet, Gitika. Gate gate, para gate, para samgate, bodhi swaha. Gitika, you start having fun now. Huh? That's good. You're getting out of the old patterns. Huh? I'm happy. Because old pattern very stiff, no? You were a bit stiff, but now you're loose now after you, you know? That's good. That's what happens. Now you are happy now. But what the guidance? It is happening. You are coming closer. You are following the stream, no? That is the guidance. Everything is loosened. Just be open for this. Be open to follow the new. The master, the outside master, can just slowly, slowly get you in touch with your own inner self, your own master, your own guidance. You trust that more and more. The difficult thing is to get connected again. Then you have to start trusting that. Then it will come from the inside. Then there will be no conflict between that and the outer master. But you have some plants. What about your place there? Your farm? Everything is good? It's there, no? It's there and we are here. Huh? Well, if you want something new, just sell it and move to Ibirakera and here. Yes.
To be there and you can go there and they...
I can go there.
All the family also.
Is room for all of us?
Yeah.
Huh? Because, you know, I can't come alone. I have to bring all.
Yeah.
You can organize? Huh?
Yes.
You will have enough rice and beans for all of us? Huh? Mangoes also for all. So many mangoes. I think about it. And you have beds and pillows to all of us. Yeah? I think no, she's going over the top now. Oh yeah, it's a hot place. We just need one sheet now, just like in India.
But in the winter, we can have also cold. There are many seasons there.
Yes, I have been there. But I didn't come to your place then. Huh? Because you were too stiff. No, no, you are soft. No, I can't. Then I have to come back then. No, that is good. You enjoy it, and if it's a beautiful place and you have work and you get money and also help other people to have work, it's good. Just have it and then travel, no? It's good. That's it. You enjoy both. Don't make any conflict. You say, beloved Master, I feel I'm in a waterfall of blessings. I'm soaked, melted, happy, happy, grateful. I never felt like this. So surrender, so peaceful, so available for silence. The silence here is deep. It's absolute, it's vibrant, and not even the sounds disturb it. On the contrary, they enhance it. Each sound is part of the silence, and I also feel part. It is as if I was the sound floating in silence, and you are the maestro conducting the silent and vibrant orchestra with your wand made of love. Mm-hmm. That is how it is, Gitika. And you are hearing this. Forgotten melody, the hidden harmony. It will be difficult to leave, beloved. And it's almost time. You will leave now? But I will go drunk, soaked, taking everything in my heart. Okay, that's good. Go drunk, but just be aware. Wait. Because here you can be as drunk as you want. Because the trees, no big problem. But there with the cars and all the people is more problem, no? I take everything in my heart, the presence, the peace, the love, courage, and I'm ready for what life presents me. Before going back to Brazil, I will spend a day in Bergen. I want to see the ocean and go for a train ride in this beautiful country. Only one, you have a place there?
Yeah.
Where? Some friends?
Yeah, Sonyazin has a hotel near.
Dashana?
Dashana.
Yeah? You are helping her? Huh? I know. You have a room for me also? Deshaun, you're back in the hotel business. Huh? Is it going good?
It's okay.
It's okay, yeah. Here is good.
Yeah.
Yes. It's my hotel. Huh? Not so fancy like your house, but it's even more cozy, no? You're in good hands with Deshaun, no problem. You're lucky. Huh? That's good. Deshaun takes good care, very nice. A nice hotel, no? Very good. Very good. You are also going back, or you?
I'm going back today, but I will be back tomorrow.
You're going to help her there?
Maybe.
You don't know. Okay. You're going alone?
Yes.
And you have the train ride also? It's booked?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's good. Today you go, tomorrow?
Yes.
Mm. But then you have to go on the mountains. There's two mountains. You have to make it out to boat. In one day, you can manage?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. And if you have to choose, take the highest, no? Always go for the highest. More exciting, the highest, no? Okay, remember. If you have to choose, take the highest. And I hope you can see this beautiful country, if it's not too much clouds on the train right now. Because you're going over the mountains, so maybe you just see the clouds. This is the best retreat I have ever participated. Thank you 1,000 times. Love, 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 Gitika. Very good, Gitika. I'm happy. It's good. You enjoy it. I would also like to give a special thanks to the whole crew that creates and take care of this place with so much love and dedication, so that everything is functioning in such a harmonious way in all details, so we can relax. Much, much gratitude and love, Gitika. Very good. That's the beautiful thing, no? You have people, they have done everything, you can just relax. Very good. When can these poor people relax? And then I will take them on holiday. It's like it's totally excellent. Look at Pramli Tottenham. I will have a long holiday. 2 years I am thinking about. I'm just trying to fit it in because there's not so much space between the retreats. One day we will make a heating, you know, in the floor here. And then the whole covered, this all becomes a big satsang hall. Also we can sit there in the winter with the snow, and there's all heated floor. But nobody is cold now, no? Gitika, you fine? Sumali, you okay? Nothing to complain about? Devadasi also okay? Where is Toshan? Good. That's good, Toshan. No abrupt movements. I know you're good. Beloved Swaha, beloved heart, I'm in love, and just let me be here just a little bit more and more and more and more. I cannot be away from you anymore. Thank you so much with all my love to you from your heart, Tojan. Divya, you going back today?
Yes.
Where you go?
Sweden.
Where in Sweden? What you doing there? Anything?
Cutting grass, planting trees and stuff like that.
Gardening things?
Yes.
That's good, it's safe.
Yeah, it is safe.
Most of the time. Yeah. Beloved, during one satsang you talk about taking care of our experiences. Sitting in silence in one satsang, I remembered an experience I had back in 2004. In a satsang, I was asked, "What have you done up till now in your life?" I could only answer, "Nothing," because in that moment past and future disappeared. Then I started to look for myself for some reason and I couldn't find myself. The more I looked, the fuller of laughter I got. I was peaceful for 1.5 days after that. Then I was back to my normal mind. That is how it is when you be caught off guard, no? What have you done in your life up to now? Nothing, because nothing has happened. You are here now. That's the only reality is here. Nothing has happened. So in some way you got this spontaneous answer. Because in that moment past and future disappeared. Then I started to look for myself for some reason. And I couldn't find myself. Yes. Don't look for yourself. Then I started to look. The more I looked, the fuller of laughter I got. I was peaceful for 1.5 days after that. That's how it is. When you can't find yourself and still you are there. That's the mystery. You are not there and you are there. Then only laughter. Then for peaceful for 1.5 days. Yeah, when that is accepted, when that is integrated, that is called self-realization, enlightenment, no? Then it will last forever. This is like an insight, a satori. Then you see it. You see it as it is. But remember, this just to laugh about the whole thing about yourself, because it's no yourself. Live the mystery. When using the same way of looking for myself and asking, "Where am I?" peace and joy is coming in total clarity and transparency. Yes. That is very good, and this is the best when some technique comes from yourself. You make it yourself that which works. And then that can always bring you back. Like, where am I? Who am I? Be still. Coming back to the heart. Whatever works that reminds you of that. And then you will click back again. This state of being seems so natural to me. And still there are questions, marks flying around in my head, asking if this is true or not. Yeah, because in the head it can only question marks fly around. But when it happened, then no head. Just laughter, just clarity. So trust that is the whole thing. The mind will still be there, but don't get lost in that. Remember, it's something else. Come back again and again. Because the mind will always give you doubt. And in special with things like this, because it's beyond the mind. That is why asking, is this true or not? Then you start thinking about it, you start doubting it. So even if it was just an insight and a realization in that moment, it is there. And I didn't say to take care of the experiences. There's nothing to take care of experiences because it belongs to the past. Just but everybody needs the experience. But don't hold on to it. You have the insight. If it's real, it will stay. It's nothing to hold on to. It's nothing to hold on to either way, experience or something else, because it's gone. But everybody needs their experiences, their own experience. And when you have that, then it's yours, it's your insight. And that truth will always remind you of the truth, because it's beyond time, it's beyond the past and present, or future. This state of being seems so natural to me. Yes, because that's why I'm saying it is natural. And everything is easy when you come back to the natural. There's nothing to do. It's always been like that and it will always be like that. That's why it feels natural. It feels like coming home. Everything is perfect. And there is no questions because it's nothing to do with the mind. It's just natural, easy. This is where they say easy is right. If it's not easy, it's not right. Because that means you are in the mind. The natural is always easy. The natural state. Your true nature, your essence, your Buddha nature is always easy. It's natural. But if you go out from there, then again the mind, then the thoughts, then the confusion, then the doubt. And what about entering that state when difficult feelings are arriving? Is it to avoid the feelings or is it to transcend or transform them? Feelings has its place because you people start feeling, no? But when you have a deeper realization that is beyond any thought, any feeling, which is what you're talking about first, it has nothing to do with feeling. It's beyond the feeling, it's just the being state. Then it's not a question of avoiding them, it's just evaporated. So feelings will be there, but you are more than the feelings. So don't get lost in them. Thoughts will be there, feelings will be there, but who cares? You know something higher, you know something deeper. That is the freedom. Everything will be there, but something plus. You are not lost in the waves of the mind. Even though the mind is there, you are in contact with the depth. You follow. And it's nothing to avoid the feelings. You can't avoid the feelings. You have to understand the feelings. You have to understand yourself. When you understand, first you have to understand the feelings. The feelings bring you closer. But don't stop at the feelings. You have to go beyond. Then in that space, the feelings are very clear, the mind, the thoughts are very clear, because you see it from your center. Everything is functioning naturally, including the feelings, including the thoughts. And then this, what you call transcendence, that is happening by itself. Then you wrote another letter. Beloved Baba, during with satsang, sitting and waiting for you, I felt like a child on Christmas Eve. That is beautiful, I know that feeling. And when you entered, my energy changed and I became aware of that it is time. Time to let myself forward, to let myself step into the river of life. The door is open, but I'm holding myself back, hesitating. It feels like a soft step, but it has to be taken or chosen with a natural yes to the flow of life, resting into it, to gain confidence, to be taken by the silence. It also feels like I'm taking my first real conscious decision in life, my first real step forward as a maturing human being. When writing this, I'm surprised by how gentle life is knocking on my door, just asking me to come along on the journey. With gratitude, Divyam. That's what satsang is. It is an invitation, an open door. And you open that door in some mysterious way, it happens. And you say, no, the door is open, but I'm holding myself back, hesitating. It feels like a soft step, but it has to be taken or chosen with a natural yes to the flow of life, resting into it to gain confidence, to be taken by the silence. This is exactly how it is. You have to allow it. And that can only be, that is what surrender is. You let go into the flow of life, of consciousness, the river of Dharma, the truth. It cannot happen in spite of you. And if it happens, it's not really integrated. You have to see that, yes, and the whole totality of you allow it to happen. That is exactly right. Otherwise, sometimes people get pushed in there. But it has to be conscious that this is what I surrender. This is what it is to let go. Effortless. This cannot be done by force. It has to not only let go, but it has to be like a welcoming. You welcome that insight, that feelings, that let go, that surrender, that yes to the flow of life, resting into it, taken by the silence. It also feels like I'm taking my first real conscious decision in life, my first real step forward as a maturing human being. Yes, only human beings can take that step. That's why so few is taking it, because it cannot be done from the mind. It has to do with your totality, your whole being. Then something totally new happens, because now you're doing this consciously. And everything else seems so pittle, so small, like peanuts compared. This is the thing. It doesn't matter what you do or where you are or nothing. It is a yes to life. My first real conscious decision in life. Yeah, and this is the decision, because everything else is just decisions and small things for our personality, our ego, our small things, decisions in life. It hasn't to do with your real self. No, the door is open. Either you can stay in the old, that doesn't work now. But also there is a ripening process. Many times you stand on the threshold. till this ripening has happened, so you can allow it. Because you have to be conscious what is happening. And if you are not conscious then afterwards you will be conscious. When I'm writing this, I'm surprised by how gently life is knocking on my door, just asking me to come along on the journey. With gratitude, Divyam. Life always is gentle. If it's hard, it is because you are hard. It's like I say, sometimes only the coconuts will feel pain because it little ow ow when you crack the coconut. The cream, the whipped cream doesn't feel any pain if you put your finger in it. It's soft. In fact, it wants you to taste it. That's what cream is. I'm here for you to eat me, it says. It's totally harmony. We are into the same business. That is the difference. So when writing this, I'm surprised by how gently life is knocking on my door. Yeah, and it can, life can only knock when you are sensitive enough to listen. You have to be available for life. Otherwise you won't hear this gentle sound. When you becoming more and more quiet, more and more sensitive, more and more harmonious, then life can start whispering to you. Your own heart is reminding you of secrets you have forgotten. And that's why it feels natural, because it has always been there. But you have been occupied with other things. Now you're coming back. Again you can listen. And life can invite you, come my dear. I have much more beautiful things to show you. Come, come, yet again come. No Buddha can force anybody. No God can force anybody. Life is very gentle. That is the way of the heart. And only hearts can listen. And only hearts get the invitation, no? The mind is always confused. And the heart is thrilled, because this is what it's been waiting for. That is the whole search, that is what every master wants, to slowly, slowly you melting the hardness, the arrogance, is leaving you and you're coming back more and more to the innocent, to the natural, to the soft, so you can hear and understand this gentle invitation and stepping gracefully, happy, joyous into the river of life, of bliss, of peace. And realizing only my own mind was holding me back. But now I can see. And may everyone hear this eternal, gentle invitation from life itself coming back. Relaxing, accepting the peace. Aum Shanti. The invitation is gentle. It's only for the gentle ones. The invitation is sweet. It's only for the sweet ones. The invitation is silent. It's only for the silent ones. The invitation is lovely. It's only for the lovers.